Chapter 2. Spoiler. Still Me by Jojo Moyes. We left after you in the last chapter wondering about Sam and New York and this Josh character who looks so much like Will. How is he going to affect Lou's life? And if you remember, we made some predictions that we're going to explore whether they came true or not, how far off the mark they were. If you haven't reached that part yet, please refer back to it so you can catch up. Before we start, this is a disclaimer. This is a spoiler episode. If you haven't read the book, wait until you read it. If you're not planning to read the book, go ahead. Turn the page. Welcome to another chapter. We have here Still Me, the last book in the trilogy of Me Before You. We started here in this podcast with After You, continuing after like the people who watched the film.
Yes.
It was like our idea of what happens after.
Exactly.
Yes. So
because we don't think a lot of people have read Me Before You. Mm-hmm. Only a little amount of people, because the movie attracted so much attention.
Exactly.
Yeah. And after you, I mean, Me Before You doesn't have a second movie, so we only have the books to know what comes next.
Yeah, exactly. And what comes next is something.
Something completely different. Something else.
What comes after the next one?
What comes after you? Okay, so in the previous episode where we made a tiny podcast episode where we talked about predictions of Still Me, written by Jojo Moyes, and we had a couple of comments. Mm. Some of them were true.
And some of them were far off.
Yes. Would you like to start with the comments that you had?
Okay. I think I thought that, like, from the back cover of Still Me, I thought that Josh would be the Will Lou didn't get to meet. Like,
yeah.
Yes. And
we did say he was the walking version of Will.
The walking version of Will. Like, the version of Will she would never have met because of her life and his life.
Yes.
But now because of Will, she gets to meet, which is pointless.
We're going to get to that the podcast with Josh, who appeared in this novel. Mm-hmm. We weren't too happy about that. Yeah. I had a few comments as well about Josh. In the predictions episode, I said Josh is going to ruin everything. He's going to interfere with her life and make her insecure about what she wants, and make her, I even said, quoting, that he's going to make her see that having a distant relationship with Sam is going to be actually ridiculous.
And you were on the spot.
I did hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
With that one. Yeah, I think we did actually a wonderful job with some of the predictions. Like, which one did come true as well? You had one very specific one.
Okay, I didn't have like a right one. I had a far off one. I thought
right that
I
one,
thought
yeah.
Mrs. Gopnik was an old lady, and actually she's not. She's young. She's Lou's age, I think.
Wait, Mrs. Gopnik is Louis's age?
Yes, Agnes.
Yes. No, she's pretty. She's a little older than her.
A little. I thought she's this 60, 80 years old.
She was going to be like 70 years old woman. Oh, no. I thought she was going to be normal age because she's married to Mr. Gopnik. Like, how old do you think they were going to be? Like, grandparents?
Yes.
Grandparents' age?
He has, like, an adult daughter.
I mean, he does. Yeah, maybe they're in their late 40s.
Maybe.
It would make sense for them to be in their late 40s. But then again, Louise is way younger than them.
Yeah, maybe. She's late 20s.
Yeah. That's one prediction that we were wrong. Another prediction that I had in mind, which kind of came true as well, is that I said everything that we built up, everything that we healed with in After You is going to be destroyed again in Still Me, and then we're going to have to go through the whole process again of healing. And we kind of had that a little with Sam's relationship, where they had the bump in the road where she went to New York and they had the trouble with their relationship, and then
But not everything. I think the healing brought her back to square one, Still Me.
Right, and that brings us to the title. Still Me, we interpret it as in she hasn't changed, she's still the same person. Like she's still the same person from when she met Will. Like nothing has changed, and I think that's pretty much what sums up Still Me. Like literally nothing has changed, everything is still the same.
Yeah, like we have this quote.
Yeah, at the end of the book. Really wanted to read you this quote. It basically sums up
a passage, actually.
Yeah, a passage. Yeah, it's more like a passage, actually. Okay, it's actually really interesting, because you said, you told me that this passage actually sums up
the whole story from beginning to end.
That's the whole trilogy actually wants us to say, basically. So listen up, readers. Once upon a time, there was a small town girl who lived in a small world. She was perfectly happy, or at least she told herself she was. Like many girls, she loved to try different looks to be someone she wasn't. But like too many girls, life had chipped away at her until, instead of finding what truly suited her, she camouflaged herself, hid the bits that made her different. For a while, she let the word bruise her until she decided it was safer not to be herself at all. There are so many versions of ourselves we can choose to be. Once my life was destined to be measured out in the most ordinary of steps, I learned differently from a man who refused to accept the version of himself. He'd been left with an old lady who saw, conversely, that she could transform herself right up to a point when many people would have said there was nothing left to be done. That's basically the passage that we wanted to share with you guys, because it just has so many messages inside of it, and it's like it truly explains Lou as a character.
Yes, and like her journey, every part of this passage is about a part of in her journey, and I guess her journey is sort of relatable. Many, like, we're not all extraordinary, and we're not, and we don't all have the best education and the best positions, and like not all of us are successful at their careers, and she's just the regular us,
trying to get through life with everything bit by bit, finding her way, even if she does some things that are wrong, like going for the Josh guy. Yeah, I just hate him so much.
Actually,
it was again so pointless.
You're going to hear me saying pointless till the end of this episode.
Because it really was.
Yes, why couldn't she have just like then everything right with Sam, like,
exactly,
shared, like, her adventures with him. I mean, he didn't make it that easy, I know. Like, those of you who have read the book will know that he was busy.
Yeah, Sam, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking
about, I mean, Sam did a few things wrong, like with the distance relationship and the girl he met at his workplace, and
he was so obtuse about that.
And like, then he would be jealous that she got to know Josh. I mean, they were literally doing the same thing to each other, you know?
Yeah. If you think about it.
Why
would she let something like this girl push her into Josh's arms?
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't just that, we know. He looked so much like Quill.
I really want to refer to that point where they even, in the synopsis, they really focused on that the Josh guy looks so much like Will, okay? But again, like, where did we think that was gonna go? You know, if you think about it, like, even if they did end up together, do you know how messed up that is?
Yes.
Dating a guy who looks like your dead boyfriend? Do you know how messed up that is on so many levels?
Wow. And I think she is in a place where she can't, where Will isn't her type anymore. Or,
exactly.
I mean, like,
Will was never her type to begin with.
Yeah.
She just loved him because she just got to know him in a very vulnerable state. And I think just women just fall for that.
Yeah, they do. Some do.
Some do. I mean, it played a big role. And he has a big personality, but he only had that personality because of what happened to him. Before he had that accident, he was the rich guy who dated the blonde rich girl and was on the way to going to that high society life, you
yes,
know?
Yes, yes. And he was rich enough to be in that high society life.
Exactly. But it's just the accident disrupted his life so much, you know? It's just, how did we get back to the first book? We're talking about Still Me today.
Yes.
Let's get back to the topic.
Still me. Like, starting with the book, it made me excited. Like, back then I was applying for internships in America, New York and LA and stuff. And I was reading Still Me, and I'm like, I'm going with Luisa to New York. Now I can, like, tap into places and know stuff to do. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And go with her, you know, go with her on this journey in the book and then repeat it in the summer and stuff.
Yeah.
And it actually made it more possible for a girl like Luisa who just had an opportunity and she went for it and then she got another opportunity without having to go through the journey of college and networking. And she all started from a small town in a very, like, middle class family, and it made it all possible, like, for my dream to be, yeah, I can get there, why not? And I mean, I was excited for her and Sam to know them when Lou is Lou again.
Yeah.
Quirky and funny.
Definitely.
And, I don't know. You know, finally following her.
If we go back to
taking the gifts life gives her and stuff. I said stuff too many times.
It's okay.
Pointless and stuff. That's your new word for the day.
Vocabulary for the day. Stuff and pointless. Write that down, people. Okay. There's this sentence that we had in the passage that says, for a while she let the world bruise her until she decided it was safer not to be herself at all. I think that kind of reminds me when we come back to the situation where Josh hated her bumblebee striped pants.
Oh, yes.
I think that was a very significant... I think that's literally Josh's purpose, you know? Just to bring her back on track of where she actually has to go. He's just an obstacle that she has to dodge in order to get to that goal, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just bothers me that that obstacle was even there in the first place, you know?
Like, isn't her in New York and Sam in London isn't enough?
Exactly. Isn't that enough what we have to go through with her? Like, why does she have to have the Josh person inside the story? Like, literally, sorry, but it was pointless.
Can we say the same about Agnes?
Please, yes.
Her whole story with her daughter and her husband and her rich life and her...
Everything.
And her backstory of being poor and, like, might have with
and
some
then
girls and
becoming
stuff.
Becoming rich and everything.
Stuff.
It's just...
stuff. Stuff. Stuff.
You have a very wide range of vocabulary, I have to say. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, there are some things that you can add to a novel and there's just some things that you don't need to add to a story. I think more or less these things have stretched out the novel, I guess, and that's maybe why they had to include it inside, because it's just...
Maybe it's a publisher's choice, an
maybe,
editor's
I
choice.
Guess. Yeah, I guess. But other than that, it doesn't contribute anything to the novel. Nothing, not to character development, not even to plot a story. There's nothing interesting about it for the side characters to interfere, because there are things that I at the beginning of the novel, when I started reading it, there were questions that I had, for example, you can answer them for me. I like her employers and whoa, Mr. Gopnik and Mrs. Gopnik. I had questions like, what are the secrets that are the employers are hiding? Okay.
We don't care.
Exactly.
It's irrelevant.
It's so irrelevant.
Irrelevant, like, to Lou, Yanni.
It doesn't add anything to the story. And then there was the question, is the guy who reminds her of Will going to play a significant role in the story?
No, pointless.
Exactly. Exactly. How is her relationship with Sam going to work out? I mean, that was the only interesting
thing. Yes, that
exactly. That
could we that we could explore and
yeah.
go on with, like him not being there. A person who would write letters and
yeah.
her needing him in a way that he can't be, but he can be because I mean
he can they're try.
Sort of soulmates. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
which brings me to the ending. I mean, sorry for jumping forward so much, but
yeah.
The ending was
is what was supposed to go on from the beginning.
Exactly. Like, the ending was supposed to be at the beginning, if that makes sense. For the people who have read the book, I guess you will understand what we mean, because the ending was just so anticlimactic.
Yes.
And we expected very a bit more. I mean, I guess it makes sense as a novel, but... to go back to her finding Sam again, and after having the Josh thing, and it's just I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna hold the P word in, okay? Okay, which I think, I mean, let's get to like the tiny things that we liked about the book.
Okay.
Like, just a tiny little thing.
Sam writing letters.
That's your first thing.
Sam's gift on Christmas. And I think that sad part where they broke up, it was...
That was very upsetting. By the way, I was really... that was the point where I said, okay, they're never gonna get back together. She's gonna end up with Josh guy, and then that's gonna be the end of the novel.
But we and her were convincing ourselves that Josh can be
the perfect guy for her.
Yeah,
but when you think about it, it's just so messed up. You know, it's just like resurrecting a dead guy, you know, and trying to make the other guy who looks like the dead guy into a person that he's not. You know, and in the moment where he rejected the bumblebee striped,
I hated him.
That's when she woke up, you know, like,
yeah.
This is actually what Will gave to me as a gift to express my personality, you know?
Yes.
And
Lou is actually an adorable person. I loved her. She would be my best friend or even, I don't know,
yeah. Like, remember that quote where she said, "He's not Will." Seriously? You needed a whole journey to figure out he's not Will? I mean, come on.
Yes. And like getting to the part with Mrs. DeWitt, I think if we could have skipped the Gopnik part and she would have worked for Mrs. DeWitt and then found back her passion again, returned to her passion in clothes and
yes.
outfits and
mm-hmm.
all these stuff. And her, and maybe the conflict could have been, and she wants to stay in New York to do this business
yeah.
and project, and that's something she actually loves. And him wanting her back in their house, for example. That could have made a good story, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
It could have made a good story, but it didn't go that way, so...
Because her grief prevented her from, pursuing her dream and studying fashion.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted to, before Will, but couldn't.
Yeah.
Or was scared to. You know, there are people who are, like me, scared of actually achieving what they want. Of...
How so?
Like, I would apply for this job or convince myself to apply for a job that I really want. And then I ask myself, what if I get accepted? What would I do then? What would happen to me? Like, it's easier to not get accepted because then my life would stay the same.
Yes,
everything. Safe, and I know what I'm doing and what I want to do. And
your comfort zone.
Yeah, my comfort zone. Then if I get accepted, then I will be outside my comfort zone. It's something I really want to do, but then how will my life look like when I do what I want to do? You know?
One last thing I wanted to add about Still Me that I really liked was that we stepped out of this bubble of sadness that we had in Me Before You and After You. You know, we had so much grief and sadness and so much stuff weighing her down to actually be herself, and we truly saw how New York brought out her true personality. You know, everything around her just contributed to that development in herself.
Yes, we were on an adventure with her. Pointless or not, but it was an adventure. I mean, like going out with Agnes into this society no normal person would be in. And yes. Like, it was like something كذا to explore.
Yeah, explore.
Yeah. I guess, Annie, that's... I mean, okay, we can give it that.
You know? Exactly. One thing we'll give you. 1 point. Out of 10. No, I mean, it just made me realize, you know, that not only Louisa Clark, needed a change of scenery in the novel, but also the readers needed a change of scenery. Because we've been just too cooped up in either Will's world or her own world, and in her apartment that she had in London, right? It was in London.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, was London.
And there's just so much sadness she left behind, and I felt like we just broke free of that. You know, we were just free. There was this weight lifted off. Like, finally, a new beginning. This is it. This is what we're waiting for. Mm-hmm. You know, and I guess we kind of got it. You know,
yeah, in the end,
in the very, beginning, very, in the very, end. Very end. Yeah, but other than that, I guess, is it worth reading? Would you say it's worth reading? I can't really say for sure, mm-hmm. if it's worth reading, because the problem is if you just stop it after you, I think there's too much
you
that
would keep pondering about. Sam, exactly. And what would happen to Lou in New York.
Yeah.
And where is she going to go from there and all this?
Yeah, I mean, I always encourage people to make their own opinion of novels. Like, I personally like to read a book and then judge it. I can't tell you if I would listen from another person who told me, oh, this book was horrible, I don't read it, and stuff like that. No, I really have to read it myself
to say if it was horrible,
if
or
it
not.
Was horrible, yes. Or not, you know.
Yeah, we're that kind of person.
Yeah, and I think I would recommend whoever is listening, I mean, read it and see for yourself. Maybe read
maybe
the
you
e-book.
Would relate to the pointless stuff.
I mean, if you like that, I mean, that's fine, it's okay. I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Another vocab for the mean.
Okay, there we go. See? Repetitiveness. That's what listeners don't like. We should not repeat ourselves. I guess we can wrap it up from here, right? I think we've said everything we need to say about Still Me, Jojo Moyes. Very nice job finishing the trilogy. Thank you for at least... finishing, wrapping it up for us, you know,
and giving us an adventure with
exactly
Lou. She's a great person to be with,
like, yeah, yeah, she's very nice to be with. Even the audiobook, I would really recommend the
yes,
audiobook,
it's
people,
so
very British. Hanine is spooning now. 10 minutes later from now, she's reading Still Me again.
Or no, listening to Still Me.
Listening to Still Me.
Yeah. So, yeah, see you next chapter with another book that we would love and hate at the same time.
Let's hope next time we will bring you new vocabulary.
Yes.
To describe books. This was the last book of the Me Before You trilogy. We hope you've enjoyed this chapter with us. For next month, we've chosen Veronica Roth's duology, Carve the Mark. So mark the page and await chapter 3.